Now, friends and neighbors, we're going to have a little chat with a friend and neighbor of yours and ours in the Sudbury area. His name is Bill Regan. Now, Bill, when did you retire?
I retired in 1972.
And how long had you been with the company?
38 years.
And what were you doing when you retired?
I was a divisional foreman at Garson.
And at what age were you then, Bill?
I was 63.
Good. Well, now, Bill, let's begin at the beginning. I guess your hometown is pretty close to where we are now. Where is your hometown?
My hometown is Creighton Mine.
Now, Creighton Mine, at the time you were growing up, wouldn't be a very big place, would it?
No, it would be a pretty small place.
What do you remember of it? I mean, do you remember any of the stores, any of the people there, or the local politicians or anything?
Yes, I remember the general store,
yeah.
J.C. Kelly.
Right.
Fair and Celestini.
Good.
Jack Hogan and the barber shop and the pool room.
You're getting full marks. Keep going, Bill.
And, there's many more. I can't just think of any more right now.
Mind you, you're talking Creighton Mine in about the year 1910 now, are you?
This is the no, that would be from 1915, 1920 in there.
Oh, you're talking, we're getting a little ahead of ourselves. Well, that's all right. Nonetheless, you did start school in Creighton in Mine, is that right?
I started a school. My teacher was Miss Black when I was about 5 1/2 years old.
Now, I know that we've had other people on this show speak highly of Miss Black. She was, in your view, a great teacher, is that right?
Oh, yes. Yeah, she was one of the landmarks in the teaching profession.
Your father and your mother now, where did they come from?
They came from Creel, Quebec.
Where is that, roughly?
Well, it's about 50 miles from Ottawa.
And what kind of a community is it?
It's a farming, lumbering community. It's pretty quiet now.
Your father then had come to Creighton looking for work, is that right?
Well, he was hired as a timekeeper. He was hired, he was a graduate from a business school.
Right. And your mother, had he met her in Quill before they came here or after they came to Creighton?
My mother was a school teacher in Quill.
And of course, they were then married, and you were born around about 1908, is that correct?
Right, 1908.
It seems to me before the broadcast, you were telling us some of your early memories of getting between Creighton and Coppercliff in those days, Bill, with the roads blocked and so on. What was that story?
Well, in those days, there were no snow plows in the wintertime. And to make it possible to drive between Coppercliff and Creighton, they gathered all the automobiles in Creighton and started out to break the road, as they called it.
Right.
One car would drive a mile over an unbroken part of the highway, and then he'd go off the road, and the next car would break the road.
And you know, when I think of it, Bill, that we complain these days sometimes about the roads. Now, you did not go to, at least there would be no high school in Creighton.
There was no high school in Creighton, no.
So where did you go to high school?
Well, for the first 3 months till Christmas, I went to Sudbury High School, and then my dad sent me away to boarding school, to St. Michael's College in Toronto.
Well, now that's a pretty famous, pretty well-known institution, Bill. Who were some of your schoolmates at that time? Any that we would remember now?
Well, I don't. I can't recall any of national prominence. Dave Trotsky turned out to be a pretty good hockey player. He played with the Montreal Maroons. One of the great natural hockey players of the time.
Now that would be we're talking 21 or 22. Is that right?
No, that would be in 27 or 28. Yeah.
All right. But you didn't finish At St. Mike's, you transferred to another school?
Yes, I went. I spent 1 year at St. Mike's, 3 years at St. Jerome's College in Kitchener, and then back at St. Mike's for another 3 years.
Well, and you played a little bit of hockey with St. Mike's, didn't you? This would be
That's
in
right.
the late 20s?
That's right.
Who were some of the hockey players that you played with and against?
Well, I had Eddie Convey was center man. Gordon Poupois, a famous family from this area, was a left winger. I played against Charlie Conacher on Toronto Marlboros, Harvey Jackson, Red Horner.
Well, this was pretty good company.
Yes, it was, yeah. Pretty good company.
Bill, I've many times wanted to talk to somebody who'd played with and against players like Conacher and Jackson. Now, Jackson has been a controversial hockey player, a lot having to do with his what he did or did not do off the ice, but on the ice, how do you rate Jackson as a hockey player?
Very good. Jackson was a great natural hockey player.
Could you compare him with any of the hockey players today?
Well, he'd be better than average. He'd be in the class of Mihaljevic.
But he didn't play like Mihaljevic, did he?
He didn't play like Mihaljevic, no.
Mihaljevic looks as like he's loafing out there, but he isn't really. We know that.
Mihaljevic plays better in spurts. Jackson was a pretty steady, regular hockey player, but he was big and fast and lots of know-how.
And how about our friend Conacher?
Conacher was not quite as shifty as Jackson, but he had a harder shot, and he was...
He's got to be one of the all-time greats.
He was rated one of the all-time greats, yes.
Well, we got you playing hockey then, Bill, around 28, the late 20s and so on. Then I believe that you, in 29, which would be just before the start of the Depression, you moved somewhere else. Where was that?
Well, I moved up to Kirkland Lake for 1 winter. Played senior hockey in the Northern Ontario Hockey League.
Remember any of the players you played with or against in that league?
Bob Gracie comes to mind.
Yeah?
Bob played later with the Toronto Maple Leafs.
That's right. He's the only one that comes to mind immediately?
Yeah, Vern Tupling.
That's the name I've heard. He's still around here, isn't he?
Vern is a pensioner with Inco.
I think Vern's been on this broadcast, Bill.
Probably.
Sure he has, yeah.
Probably.
Right. Well, now... let's push on then until 1930. What happened in the 30s?
1930, I turned pro with the Boston Tigers.
Now, I don't remember the Boston Tigers. Mind you, this is a few years ago. Any other name hockey players on that club?
I don't remember any name hockey players. The Tigers were an independent pro hockey team in Boston.
Right.
But Eddie Powers was the coach at that time.
That's
a name. He was a famous lacrosse coach and player of that era.
Yeah, but you, the Tigers sold you, I believe.
The Tigers sold me the first winter to New York Rangers.
Well, now we're getting somewhere. Who were some of your playmates on the Rangers of that era?
Well, on the Rangers, we had... such famous names as Bill Cook.
Right.
Bunny Cook. Frankie Boucher.
Yes.
Ching Johnson.
Is that Murray Murdoch about
Murray
that?
Murray Murdoch. Paul Thompson.
I think...
Bill Regan.
Right, Bill. That club at its peak, at its best, how would they fare against... Boston today.
They wouldn't be as good as Boston, but they'd be in there.
You don't think they would, this club at its peak?
Well,
now you're going to get an argument here, but you go ahead. I'm asking the questions. You're giving the answers here.
Boston was a winner here, and the Rangers the year I was there, the 2 years I was there, we weren't winners, so I would presume that they would be...
All right, that's very interesting to get a comparison by somebody who played in the different eras. How about against Philadelphia today?
Well, I think they should beat Philadelphia, but maybe they wouldn't.
Well, we're going to talk a little bit more about Philadelphia in a minute, because I know you get some strong views on Philadelphia, but before we do that, let's move on here. You were sold then by the Rangers.
That's right. I was sold to the Americans. The next year, I played 1 year with the New York Americans.
Who was on that club with you?
Well, Red Dutton was one of the main players there, and
was there a fellow named McVeigh? Did he play in that?
McVeigh, yes, I think
Robert
he did.
McVeigh,
yeah,
I think.
Robert McVeigh.
And
the goaltender was a famous goaltender.
Yeah, it wasn't Red McCusker by any chance, was it?
No. He's dead now.
Roy Waters?
Roy Waters, right.
That's right.
Yeah.
The old Americans. That then takes care of 32, and we're moving on to... And you played minor league hockey in 33 and 4, correct?
That's right.
Where were some of the teams?
I played with New Haven and Springfield, and the next year with Buffalo and Syracuse and Cleveland.
Well, and then this is depression and everything, and I think hockey wasn't paying all that well, so you decided that maybe you'd settle down to go to work. Is that true?
That's right. I came home, and I got a job at Creighton in the time office.
That's where the career then with the company started, eh?
That's right.
Well, now, Bill, I'm going to... let's see now. We got you there, but they were playing some pretty good hockey in and around Sudbury about this year.
The Senior Nickel Belt League was organized about that time, and I had the job of gathering a team at Creighton. I coached, and then when I got my amateur card back, I played with Creighton the last year.
Now, just to get all our facts on the record here, the Froude Tigers around about this time won themselves the Allen Cup. Is this
that's
not right?
That's right. Yes.
Who were some of your new? I understand. Played with Froude in the final Allen Cup series out in Calgary.
That's right.
And you claim that you weren't a ringer put in at the last minute, that you were legitimate being in there.
Yes, I think so.
We can't go back and reverse the decision anyway. Bill, who some of your teammates on that club?
Well, we had Jim Dewey at center, Murph Chamberlain, Ab Conick, Mel Hill, Virgil Price.
Those are names that bring back a lot of memories.
Frankie Levine.
Right.
Harvey Tino.
That was the goalkeeper.
Bingo Crampman.
Right. And the coach of the club.
Red Stewart.
Fair enough. And that then, I guess, was about your last big effort in hockey. Would that be a fair statement, sir?
That would be a fair statement, yes.
Well, now, we have in you a man who has played hockey against Conacher and Jackson, who has played hockey with Bill Cook and Bun Cook and Murray Murdoch and Red Dutton and so on. Item one, your all-time number one hockey player.
Well, I would think Bobby Orr would be is the best hockey player I ever saw.
I don't think anybody would give you an argument on that.
I don't think too much.
What has he got that when he gets the puck and starts out with it, nobody even seems to try to take it away from him?
Well, he seems to have, to me, he seems to have the ability to pass the puck very, very well, to know where his teammate
right.
is, and he carries the puck well. He's a very fast skater.
That he is.
And he has a hell of a shot.
he doesn't look as if he's skating fast, but he's leaving everybody behind him.
Yeah.
Well, now, Bill, I'm going to really put you on the spot now, and I'm going to ask you to name for me, and you'll probably hear from your friends about this, and all-time all-star hockey team. Now you've got problems. Who are you going to put in goal in that?
I've got, I'd take this para from...
Bernie Powell, huh?
Para from Philadelphia in goal, Bobby Orr, and Harvey...
Jackson, that what we were talking about?
Harvey from Canadians?
Oh, Doug Harvey. Doug Harvey, Canadian, yes. Right on the fence. All right. Pretty good defense. Doug Harvey and Bobby Orr on the forward line.
Center man, I think I would take this fellow from Boston.
Which one?
The big fellow.
Milt Schmidt or Bill Colley or Esposito?
Esposito.
You think he rates right up there with
I think he does, yes. And right wing, Gordie Howe.
Okay.
I've got to go with these later ones.
Yeah.
And left wing, Busher Jackson.
Busher. Well, all you hockey fans, that you'd have to pick quite a hockey club to to beat that one at its peak. I can just see Esposito out there in the center and Howe on and one wing, eh?
Well, they'd give any other team a pretty good fight anyway.
I think they would. Now, Bill, about this last series between Philadelphia and Boston, we've all, a lot of us have watched it. I think you would agree that Boston had more class, there were more talent, but Philadelphia beat them. Now, what's going on here?
Well, I think that Philadelphia are introducing a new era into hockey, and I don't think it is going to do hockey as we knew it any good.
Well, now explain yourself, because there's got to be some Philadelphia well, listening in here, Bill.
Philadelphia, by their own admission, say they went after a bunch of muscle men, and I think... attaining this championship this year, that they used that muscle, and you might say they used it to advantage. But I think even if the referees had been a little stricter, it would backfired on them, and penalties would have killed them. But the good Lord saw to it that they weren't called too often, and I think they got away with an awful lot of interference and holding and hooking and illegal checking that
Bill, you're
shouldn't
like
have been allowed.
You're sounding like a Boston fan to me. I suggest to you, as we did when we were talking earlier, that when Philadelphia had to play hockey out there and they were a man short, they didn't do too badly.
Philadelphia played good positional hockey and good hard-checking hockey. As far as that goes, nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
But it's this other thing, this punching and fighting by Schultz that reminded me too much of this roller skate derby that
roller
we have
derby.
in the on the TV and wrestling. I don't like that... fighting in hockey. I don't think a good hockey player has to be a good boxer.
Friends, we're having a little chat here with Bill Regan, and we're kicking around the latest Stanley Cup final, and we're hearing his views on Philadelphia, which are his views. If you don't agree with them, get in touch with him. Bill, I thought that Schultz, when he decided to carry the puck once in a while, wasn't too bad, that he could play good hockey if he ever made up his mind.
He was a fair hockey player.
Yeah?
He was improving.
I thought he got better through that series.
He was a fair hockey player, yes.
And this Clark is quite a hockey player, this centerman.
Clark is a super hockey player, one of the best in the business.
Now, a lot of people think that Esposito didn't play quite up to his potential in this final. Now, what do you got to say about that?
That's right, he didn't. He had an off series. He pretty hard to criticize a fellow, though, that leads the league by 10 or 15 points in the
In the regular season, eh?
In the individual scoring
statistics.
I guess there was something wrong with Esposito. Didn't play up to his potential.
Yeah, as far as we're concerned, he tried to play up to his potential, but it wasn't there. I think most of us will agree that in the eyes of a lot of hockey fans, Esposito cannot now or ever do any wrong because of how he saved Canada's bacon, I think, in the last Russian series.
That's right. He just carried that whole team on the shoulders during the Russian series.
Bill, what do you think about this new series that's coming up against the WHA? Are you in favor of that or against it, or what do you think?
I'm in favor of it. I think it'll be interesting. I don't think the WHA are going to beat the Russians, but it'd be interesting.
You think we should go out there and play the Russians and lose, maybe badly, in our national game? This doesn't bother you?
Well, it doesn't. They won't lose too badly. I guess it's possible for them to win, but I just think that the Russians will beat them. I don't think that they can field as good a team as we had the last time, and we just squeezed through the last time.
Right. Well, we'll know in about 2 or 3 months, how that came along. Well, Bill, leaving hockey, and friends, we've had the all-time great and the all-time all-star hockey teams picked for us here by Bill Regan, who's played a lot of hockey himself. Bill, you're a married man. You were married after coming up here in 39 or thereabouts. Have you any family, Bill?
Yes, I have six children.
Well, what are their names and where are they? What are they doing now?
Well, Rosemary, a teacher, married in Toronto. Maureen, a nurse, Bachelor of Science in Nursing in Montreal.
Mm-hmm.
Jimmy, a practicing lawyer in Toronto. Emmett, the high school teacher in Windsor. Sheila, a nurse married in Toronto. And Billy, a student at Bowdoin College in Maine, United States.
Well, I guess we got them all in there, did we? That's six.
That's six.
Okay. What's Billy doing down at Bowdoin College in the States?
He's taking his Bachelor of Science.
Yeah.
He hopes to get into medicine.
Right.
He's doing very well.
Well, you would say then, I guess, that hockey has been pretty good to you then, Bill? Not too many complaints?
Not too many complaints, no. Nothing like what it is today, but it got me over those tough depression years.
That's right, when $10 was $10, in the middle of the 30s.
That's right.
Now your hobby, I think, is golf, correct?
That's right, yeah.
And have you not won seniors titles?
I won the Northern Ontario Seniors twice now.
Well, that's not bad. What were your scores?
Well, I don't remember too well what they were.
What is your handicap?
I'm an 8 and 9 handicap. Right now I'm a 9.
That is not bad. And did you not win something in the RCGA?
The Royal Canadian golf tournament in Toronto last year, I won the age group from 60 to 65.
Right. Friends and neighbors, it has been our privilege to have as our guest Mr. Bill Regan, who retired in 1972 after 38 years with INCO. He retired as divisional foreman at Garson at the age of 63. Now, Bill has had a colorful career, certainly involving hockey. As we have stated before, he played with and against some of the hockey greats. He's picked his own all-time, all-star hockey teams. And Bill, well, look, since you're quite a golfer, and we're going to put you on the spot as we did another chap we had up here before, let's name me your two or three all-time golf stars.
Golf stars from this area?
From the last 30 years.
Oh, well...
Jack Nicklaus? Is there anybody else?
Well, they're... those fellows are away, a long ways away from here. We
right.
we see them on TV.
I know we do, but you watch them and you probably wished you drove like them, so...
That's right. Jack Nicklaus, I guess, is one of the real greats. Bobby Jones,
yeah,
of course, is dead, but he was one of the great ones. Walter Hagen.
Yeah.
And that South African Gary Player.
Quite a golfer.
Yeah, he's quite a golfer. Dedicated, intense little
fellow. I think so, yeah. He's just a little guy, but he hits them hard, and he keeps his eye on it, eh?
That's right.
I'm thinking of Ben Hogan.
Ben Hogan, yes, yes.
Something
Ben
like Hogan. Player, eh?
That's right. One of the really great players.
He hit him farther than Hogan. Player, didn't he?
Well, he was more on the accurate, a very accurate player. He was from what they call Tita Green.
Yeah.
He was one of the best they ever had.
Until he started to putt, then he had some problems. But
then he had a little bit of problem, yeah.
So you have some problems putting sometimes.
Right, right.
Thanks again, and once again, friends, our guest today, Bill Regan.